Thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody to the March 24th Select Board meeting. And would you all join me as we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Don't we start with you, sorry. Susan Young.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. All right, we got the minutes for... March 10th.
Make a motion to accept the minutes as presented for March 10th.
I'll second.
All in favor?
I'm abstaining.
Yep.
Susan.
Maury.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. All right, before we start what's on the agenda, we'd like to take this opportunity to recognize one of our students from the school for exceptional spelling. Mr. Fody, on behalf of the Candy Board of Selectmen, offer congratulations on having the 2025 Spelling Bee competition at Henry Moore School. Our board would like to formally recognize you for the accomplishment of our next meeting and invites you to attend the meeting. And please communicate your information to us, to Amy. So, congratulations, huh? I have trouble spelling cat when you give me the C and the A.
He's pretty determined. Last year he came in second.
Oh, there you go.
And he just stuck with it.
Good job.
Good for you.
So obviously you must enjoy spelling.
Yeah.
You do. That'll help you a lot down the road. Thank you. Congratulations. Okay, we have some new officers to swear in. Would you like to bring them up here and introduce their name for us, Chief? It's just a couple lines I'll read. I won't read a lot, so you don't have any trouble staying with it.
I'd like to introduce our four newest officers. Officer Alec Grenier comes from Sandown, been on about five years. Officer Denny, starting out his career with Candia. Officer Fisher, she's starting our career out with Candia, and Officer Norris. So very proud moment for me to swear these guys in and have them help our town.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good. All right. If they want to turn around, and I'll just say aye, and then you can each take turns saying your name, and I'll only read a little bit at a time so you can repeat it. Okay, aye.
Aye. Alec Grenier.
Aye. Corey Denny.
Aye. Hannah Fisher.
Aye.
Okay. Do solemnly and sincerely swear to affirm.
Do solemnly swear to and affirm.
That I will bear faith and true allegiance.
That I'll bear faith and true allegiance.
To the United States of America and the State of New Hampshire.
To the United States of America and the State of New Hampshire.
And I will support the Constitution thereof, so help me God.
I'll support the Constitution thereof, so help me God.
Congratulations. Thank you. And then you have something.
Go ahead and turn back around. So every officer, they take a law enforcement oath of honor. And what I'm going to do is, if you guys are going to help me recite that, but I'm going to give you cards. So you can. You don't mess it up. All right, go ahead and raise your right hand and repeat after me, okay? On my honor, I will never betray my integrity, my character, or the public trust.
On my honor, I will never betray my integrity, my character, or the public trust.
I will treat all individuals with dignity and respect.
I will treat all individuals with dignity and respect.
And I will ensure my actions are dedicated to ensure the safety of my community.
And ensure that my actions are dedicated to ensuring the safety of my community.
And the preservation of human life.
And the preservation of human life.
I will always have the courage to uphold myself and others accountable for our actions.
I will always have the courage to hold myself and others accountable for our actions.
And I will always maintain the highest ethical standard and uphold the values of my community and the agency I serve.
I will always maintain the highest ethical standards and uphold the values of my community and the agency I serve.
Very important words, right? Very proud of these four, and I'm looking forward to having them work with us and help the town of Candia. Congratulations.
I just want to say one thing. Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
Nice recruiting.
Thank you.
Took you good only job. A couple of months.
Great
job.
Great candidates here, and we'll be up and running before you know it.
Yes.
Congratulations, all of you.
Amazing.
All right, the next item is electing chair, and then we have different departments that each selectman is the liaison to.
May I make a motion?
Yep.
I'd like to nominate Brian Brock for a selectman chair, and if I can double up on that, Patrick for vice chair.
I'll second it, both of them.
Okay, no discussion or questions, all in favor?
Stephanie Hummig.
Sue.
Brian.
Brian.
Pat.
And thank you for your faith in me.
Same here.
The other departments, we have the budget committee and the selectman alternate to the represent the budget committee.
I nominate Sue to be the selectman's rep to the budget committee.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
Who's the alternate?
The alternate is Patrick.
I nominate Pat to be the selectman's rep to the budget committee.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Building department. Is that something you want to continue with, Patrick? Or?
Sure.
I make a motion that we nominate Patrick for the building department and
I'll
health
second.
Department. All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Elections and second to the rep. I'd like to make a motion that we elect both of Sue for the elections and Patrick for the rep.
Second.
I'd say, why don't we change the secondary to Stephanie if you're up for that?
Yeah, you're there. She's always there too.
Yeah, you're just a contact person if,
yeah.
if Clark needs something.
So you want her for the second?
It's very rare to see or hear from anybody with the elections because they really
run themselves.
Kind of have it down pretty good.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. That was a motion and a second for Patrick for elections and Stephanie for the second.
No, yep. Sue for elections.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sue. I'm sorry. Sorry, Sue. Took it away from
me. That's okay.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Okay. Nominate Stephanie for emergency management.
You don't want that with the fire and the forest.
I was going to give her the fire and I was going to take the dump.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
All right, Stephanie for emergency management.
I'll second.
Again, that's Bob Panic. He may contact you or something. But
and that's going to end up changing because Bob's going to be
right, he's going to be getting done, right?
So.
He is?
Yeah, he's building a house in Maine.
Now you're going to have to, so you have to recruit a new person.
Really?
That's what Boyd had. Okay, I understand it now, Boyd.
All in favor, Stephanie?
Boyd.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
All right.
Nominate Stephanie for the fire department and the forestry department.
What does forestry do?
Not much. Yes,
yeah. Not much. Sorry.
Well, yeah. He's not here. It's okay.
They do.
Is
Dean.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
He's pretty easy to get along.
Training.
Right.
Is that seconded? Okay.
Yeah. Basically, for our meetings when we do department reports, if by chance Dean has got another meeting, he can't be here, you may have to read the report. That's all.
Okay.
That's probably the biggest part of it.
Wow.
Unless,
and the ambulance service.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Mike's pretty capable.
He's good.
Yeah. Who was first on that one?
Did you make the motion?
Yeah.
And I seconded.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all in favor of Stephanie for the fire department and forestry.
Yeah.
Boyd.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. Highway. I'm sure, Boyd, you still want that?
Sure.
Good. Are you making a motion,
Brian? I'll make a motion, yep.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Parks and Rec, I nominate Sue.
Love it.
Yep.
You did such a good
second
job.
Second that.
Okay, all in favor? Sue for Parks and Rec?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. Brian, do you want to be planning board selectman's rep?
Yeah, I'm in it, so I might as well continue.
Nominate
and Patrick, Pat, you want to include Patrick as a second if he wants it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
And I'll second both.
Okay. All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
I nominate Pat for the police department and animal control.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. And solid waste, nominate Boyd.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Town office, I nominate Brian.
And Boyd secondary?
That's fine.
I'll second that.
Where's the...
Oh, there's no secondary listed.
Right here. Says we used to have a secondary.
Yeah, it's just not listed on the new sheet.
Oh, yeah, yep. So Boyd for the second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Pat, were you taught an office building last year?
Yeah.
You want to do again?
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Nominate Pat for town office building.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Safety committee. Boyd, you still want?
Sure, I can do that.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
I think Brian.
Yeah, it was kind of like a motion.
There was a motion.
Stephanie.
Yeah. Sue.
Boyd.
Yep.
And Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
The who's
town,
done,
town
web that?
Patrick does that.
Oh, usually. That's good, Pat.
There's not a whole lot to
no,
do.
She's very capable.
So good.
Nominate Pat for the town website liaison.
Okay.
I want a second.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
And welfare, I was going to say Stephanie, if she wants that.
Do you want
it? No, it doesn't matter, no. I
don't mind.
Yeah.
Stephanie.
Okay, Stephanie. That was a motion.
And I'll second.
All right.
Excellent. Good.
All in favor?
That was painless.
All in favor.
And Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Okay, that's
good. So I'm assuming the one that I most have to probably deal with would be fire and welfare.
Welfare, not so much. Maybe at budget time a little.
Yeah.
Right.
Not so much.
Mr.
And
Dunn.
The fire, he gives you the report. I mean,
right.
he'll call him if it's something that...
Believe me, Dean runs that
economy.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Other business.
Wow. That was
painless.
Yeah.
I've been dreaming about this for a few days.
Boyd, you want to read into that?
What's
this? This is good.
Okay. Here you'll see a memo dated March 24th. Kind of picking up where we left off a few weeks ago about the idea of selling town-owned real estate. So, if you'll look at your 2024 town report on page 74, you'll see that the town of Candia is sitting on $15 million worth of real and personal property. Much of it's being used for a legitimate commercial municipal purpose, but a lot of it's not. So these are properties that we've acquired over the years by tax deed, where people haven't paid their property taxes and the town ended up foreclosing its lien, and we have a deed to each one of these properties. And if you'll see, attached to that memo, there's
two
schedules.
Sheets, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Schedule one is a list of all the town-owned real estate and personal property. The real estate is identified with a index number red, printed in red, and the personal property is identified with its index number printed in blue. And the totals are on the back here. out of the $15 million valuation of the whole thing, there's about $3 million worth of personal property that we use, belongs to the fire department and the town. There's about a little over $8 million worth of real estate that we're using. This lot right here, where the school is, scattered throughout town. And so if you add those two up, you subtract it from the total value, that results in a value of assets that we're not using, we're not collecting any property taxes on, of $3,768,000. So my request of this board is to confirm their intention to go through with a public auction sale of some of these properties that you'll see on Schedule 2.
Yeah.
Okay? And that these are the properties that are not being used for any conceivable municipal purpose, nor are they properties that are under the jurisdiction of the Conservation Commission. And I'll give you an example. I mean, and I talked to Dean about item number 4 on Schedule 2. We're sitting on 30 acres on High Street that Dean has no use for whatsoever.
I think originally that was for an annex.
That's the second one.
And so I talked to Dean, I said, would you mind if we put that on Schedule 2? No. But there's 30 acres with frontage on High Street that's got to be valuable to somebody. Okay? So my goal tonight is to first get this board's, confirm this board's intention to go through with this and set up some kind of system whereby we identify the Schedule 2 properties here that we want to sell, and then authorize me to contact a company here in New Hampshire that sells tax deed property. It's called New Hampshire Tax Deed and Property Auctions, and authorize me to contact them and arrange a meeting between me and Amy and anybody else on this board that wants to participate to get this process started, okay? I've talked to this company. They've helped me with some of the legal research. They've really helped me a lot. And they're going to do most, they'll do all the work. Well, all we have to do is give them a list of the properties we want to sell. They'll produce a map that's color-coded. The map of the whole town is color-coded with each of the lots. They'll send a notice to each of the abutters. They'll do all the title work. And they'll conduct the auction and turn the proceeds over to the town, and there's no cost to the town of Candia. The bidders pay a 10% buyer's premium.
Oh, the bidders.
Mm. Okay? Oh. So when they bid on the property, they have to recognize that their bid
10% more.
Yeah. Add 10% to it. So
wow.
It's like a car auction.
So it's auction. You it just goes out and
well, we're gonna set, we have to decide on some of these properties, if we want to set a minimum bid, but in most cases, an absolute auction is what brings the bidders and which gets rid of this stuff. So the first thing we do is identify the properties on Schedule 2 we want to sell, and then I think as a courtesy to the Conservation Commission, we ought to give them a list of the properties that we're thinking about selling and ask for their input. Uh-huh. We're not required to, because we're not selling this property under RSA 4114A, which is a separate way to sell property. The town has the authority to sell under RSA 8080 or 4114A. This property is going to be sold under RSA 8080 because it was acquired by tax deed. If you sell under 4114A, you're selling property that was given to the town or the town bought and years ago, and now they want something more. Okay.
May I ask a quick question? 19 and 20, is that possibly the dump? I mean, is some of these...
and across the street.
Well,
probably.
It could be. Okay?
Because
that's important for us to... Because, you know, I went through this thing, so... And I found out that we had the town pit on Schedule 2. And I got rid of that fast.
Right.
Okay? But that very well could be.
So I'd love a map of what
well, that's what you
at.
Said they would do.
But if we don't have them yet, is it any... Oh, I guess I could look online.
Well, but we do have to be very careful which properties we put up for sale here.
That's what I'm saying.
If they come in with a tax map, mm-hmm. with each of the lots, and they're all colored, you could quickly identify whether this is the dump, the old dump. On
yeah, because we probably can't sell the old dump.
No,
because
see, some of this isn't. I don't know if it's all tax deeded. I think some of this might be Candia land that they could have been. It could have been there for years,
that's
the dump.
But the beauty of this company here is that they do the title, and they'll determine whether it was tax deeded or deeded.
But they must need a contract prior to doing
that. Well, that's right. Before they
do
the work for us,
for free, no offense.
That's why. The first step is for us to meet with Amy and I and whoever else wants to participate, interview these guys, make a recommendation to the board, hire them, and let them start working and identify and clean up what we have already started here, you know, tentatively identifying which properties we want to sell.
And I didn't look at the voting things. How much was that passed by? Does anybody know offhand?
I can tell you.
For what?
For the selectmen to sell. Didn't we have that as a warrant article?
Yeah.
But it was advisory only, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
Right.
Yeah,
and I was wondering.
Very confusing.
I was wondering what the pulse of, or if we'd have a public hearing beforehand or not, or I don't know how it goes.
In 1993, it was voted for it to be allowed.
Okay.
Right.
But we just voted on it again, I thought.
In 2003,
okay.
There was a vote, and I think I put it in this memo right here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't read that one.
629 in favor, 314 opposed. So it's a 2-1 margin in mm-hmm. favor of doing this.
Yeah, no, I'm not against it. I
think it's a good idea, boy. I thank you for doing it.
Yes.
But you know, if you do the math here, if we're collecting property taxes on the assessed valuation of all these properties, that's $48,000 a year of the properties on Schedule 2.
Yeah.
That's $48,000 a year in property taxes we're not collecting.
Patrick, they're salting.
Salt.
Salting.
I didn't know either.
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I just saw a guy pass by with a shovel in his hand. I get scared.
Like this 30 acres off of High Street that was fire.
Is that
department?
The fire department?
Right.
Barbecue.
I wonder if that could be subdivided.
Well, it's up to somebody else. We're not going to subdivide it.
Well, I'm just curious if that.
It's up to the prospective bidder to determine if it can be subdivided. If they want to take that.
You look on a block and see if it's got enough frontage.
We make no representation. Now, the last time we had a public auction sale of real estate was 2015. We sold 4 lots on Depot Road.
Uh-huh.
We got over $100,000 for the lots. They built 3 houses up there now, and those
houses
pay about $30,000 a year in property tax. Okay, so in the last 10 years, that's a lot of property taxes that we've collected.
Well, the difference is, though, in a lot of these lots, they're kind of like squirrely little lots, and it's only valuable to
They don't have the frontage they need.
Right.
I agree.
But you're right. There's still no sense of hanging on to it.
We can still pursue it.
Well, there's a couple here that look like.
A fourth of the assessed valuation, that's $1 million sitting right there.
Oh, yeah.
That we could put into the capital reserve account for the new police station. That's the whole idea here.
Stop
to just jumpstart this.
No, just say capital reserve.
If
it's easier,
you were to sell it this year, wouldn't the money have to go into just the fund?
Yeah, it does go into the unreserved fund balance
first.
Yeah, then we have to petition to pull it out.
Take it out of it.
Pull it
that's
out.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that would be for next year.
Yeah.
But at least we have something to go to the town with mm-hmm. and say, look,
we sold
all this mm-hmm. surplus property. We have X dollars in the unreserved fund balance, we'd like your permission to take it out and jumpstart that police station capital reserve account. That's what we need to do here.
Yeah.
That's what we did with the land, right? For the police station?
That was
yeah,
a good deal.
That, part of that money came
that
out
was
of
assessed
that, yeah.
for like $700,000
oh, yeah,
or whatever
easy.
We only paid for, whatever we paid.
Right.
That was
a
steal.
Good buy.
Yeah.
Good deal. No, I definitely want to support
pursue it,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, so with your permission, I'll get in touch with this company. I'll tell them we're interested in hiring them.
Yeah.
And invite them in to see me and Amy and if anybody else
and
wants to.
And you'll talk to conservation also. Because
well,
Dick Snow had something going on there.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't think those are
didn't
on
make
here.
It.
First, we'll develop whether we agree on Schedule 2 here or not. And if we do...
Well, maybe some come off and some stay on.
They'll produce a map. We can go through and pick and choose whatever we want.
Yep.
From there, it goes to the Conservation Commission as a courtesy, comes back to us, we put it up for sale, and by June, we should have this stuff sold.
Good. I like it.
There's a lot of legal work they have to do because they have to determine if there's any liens on this property that survived the foreclosure.
That's why they get the 10%.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a 10% of this is nice.
That's real money.
No, I mean, they earn it, but they deserve to make money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I just confirmed that we have the legal authority to do this by virtue of 1993 town meeting, Article 42, which was seconded by Mr. Brock.
Oh, wow.
92?
Yeah.
92
or 93.
Yeah.
But we don't know what the... Were they supportive of the selectmen this year doing this again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They won?
Yeah, I told you.
I thought you said 2,000.
2-1.
Yeah. 2-1 was supportive of it. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Perfect.
So I don't think you're going to find any public opposition to this whatsoever.
No, it makes total sense.
We don't, I mean, these are non-performing assets.
Right.
We're not generating any property taxes with them, and we need the money for the capital reserve account. It's a win for everybody.
I agree.
Okay.
All
right. Keep
us informed, yeah.
So Amy's going to have to do a little bit of work here, but we're going to try to minimize it. Good.
She won't be doing much here. What, a week?
Mm-hmm.
She'd be out of here for vacation.
Oh, well, I thought you meant out of here. I was going to say you're
well deserved
kidding
vacation.
Me.
Somewhere warm. Yes,
good for you.
Probably
Jamaica.
Not long enough.
Jamaica.
I heard that is.
She's only pulled
awesome.
Two jobs
Jamaica.
Here for the last month and a half.
I know, really.
I just want to go anywhere.
What?
I just want
exactly.
To
yeah. Exactly.
You deserve a vacation too.
Good.
Yes.
And so, who's helping you? Who did you say have the girl, the one that we hired the other day?
Megan?
Yeah.
Yeah, she started full-time this morning, and our new finance person started full-time this morning.
Oh, wow. Good.
So we're 100%.
Off and running.
Yes.
Yeah. The only other thing I had that was under other business or new business or old business is we are going to be working this year on the retirement plan.
Good.
The Hampshire retirement plan.
Good.
Because I think that's going to be a tool to retain people.
That's right. And you know, it's going to be hard to attract people who have already participated in New Hampshire retirement.
Oh, yeah.
Plan.
It's,
and they
yeah.
come here and they're not getting any coverage.
Correct. Right.
They won't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, that breaks up their whole career.
So that'll be something we can work on this year, and then we can
do you know what percent
it
is? It's not like the police.
No.
It's not that
no,
high.
No.
It's more than what we've made now, but it's not outrageous.
Okay.
And yeah, we have to do that.
And it'll be in the budget for this coming year.
Yeah, and there's, even if we adopt it this year, there's probably enough room in the budget for it.
Yeah, it should be.
We'll see.
Do you review that every once in a while?
The budget? Oh, yeah, we get it monthly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get it anyway.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Well,
you get a double dose of it, right?
We're
going to
see how that goes.
All right. We got these to sign, right?
Yes, please.
The only thing
Thank
I have
you,
is
boy, for doing
we
this.
Had some applicants that
chance.
Had interviews or just sent in resumes. Did we contact these people and just send them an email saying thank you for your time or anything like that?
Linda, did you email the applicants?
Not all of them, no.
No.
I know Ron... had not, and I was a little bothered by that because he left work to come in and do his interview and never heard anything back after that. So I was a little bothered by that.
Communication.
Yeah, and I mean, partly that's on all of
well,
us.
Well, none of
well.
Us checked, yeah.
But if we can just send out just...
What position was that for?
That was for the
building inspector.
Oh, yeah.
Just for anybody that sent in an application, if we could just send them a generic email, just saying thank you, appreciate your interest, or whatever, something like that. And anybody that came in person, send them more of like a personal
We could say they,
thank you.
That we keep their application on file or something.
Because I think Ron is could possibly be a resource moving forward for when somebody wants to go on vacation. Carlton isn't always going to want to do something like that, so.
I think Will has a plan for that. He did put it in a letter the last
meeting. For Raymond
meeting.
Or something?
Yeah, yeah, to do a mutual agreement with Raymond.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a...
Yeah.
Can I borrow your black? I just have blue or purple. I just have blue or purple.
Blue or purple? Well, that'd be all right. Dial
blue.
All right. Next select board meeting is April 14th.
Ooh, when's tax day, boy?
April 15th.
Yeah, but it's a day later because of Mass, isn't it?
Patriots Day.
Yeah, Patriots Day, I thought so.
Yeah. And public, I guess, has no input. There's nobody on Zoom, right?
Nope.
So it's a quiet night for input. So anybody else?
Quiet night for output, too.
Yeah, output.
Oh, one thing that I might want, or you might want to hear about is, I think the budget committee would be happy if the process started a little tiny bit sooner. Is that something maybe we can work on? I mean...
Oh, we want to extend that season?
Yeah, exactly.
No, they'll make decisions earlier.
No, I think I think what the budget committee needs to do is they need to start looking at last year's budget and understanding it a little bit before it's presented.
Yeah,
to them.
It's emotional versus educational.
There needs to be some throughout the year questions and research.
So it's not all
instead of November 5th.
I don't know if I did it or not, but. Welcome aboard, Captain.
Yes. Thanks.
We'll check with her in another couple of months.
Yeah. She's still here.
Yeah, really. She comes back from vacation.
Welcome to the most thankless thing you can possibly do.
Oh, no, they're good.
She's had a good dose. She's been on
she's been on the school board.
School board, budget committee.
Yeah, she gets it. This will probably be a walk in the park for her.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to ask for help with the budget committee with the school.
Well, I was surprised that
when
you weren't
there,
nobody else showed up.
I'll do the heavy hitting, but they need to start training someone.
Yeah, they do.
So
is this our first meeting since town meeting? I'm pleased with the results of that. That town showed a lot of support for this board. All our budget items passed, all the warrant articles, except for.
What
no idea.
I don't understand that.
I went out the other day taking pictures because I'm gonna have to do a letter in the town report or the Boy Scout packet. Because I even went over to Jane Drive and none of it's falling apart. Yeah, they have some culvert
down at the bottom. Well,
Fieldstone is literally falling apart.
Yeah. Jane Drive is more of a drainage issue.
Yeah,
but the road is much more solid than Fieldstone.
Well, why would Tom turn it down? I mean,
because I think originally those warrant articles were designed for reconstruction of a road, not for a mill and overlay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I mean, that was people looking at it and said, okay, this road is going to get rebuilt finally.
Yeah.
And then this kind of Jeff, and I didn't like that he did do it that way, but that's what he wanted to do. And that really takes away from, I think, what that warrant article was designed for.
The purpose of that.
Yeah, because Levin's never went through with a warrant.
No.
Dean just...
No, we did that.
It was in his budget.
He did it in his budget. And that's what I think Fieldstone should have been.
Yeah.
He should have said, in that way, that and the piece on Manchester Road that he hasn't finished.
Yeah.
He did part of it, but there's a section there that's junk.
Yeah.
So I mean,
does he have money to finish that this year?
That I don't know if that's what he's planning to do or not. It's just weird.
Well, if he's not doing fields, don't tell him to do that. Finish that.
We could at least do the cul-de-sac.
But I think he needs to put that in the future in the budget, so it's part of his maintenance and upkeep and whatever.
Oh well, when I had roads,
we're 26 years old.
But Dennis did do something by what's his name's house.
Oh, in front of the Baldessari's.
Yes,
For mill overlay, put it in the asphalt.
Yeah, I mean, that should be part of his maintenance, annual
instead of a separate warrant article.
Yeah, because that, obviously, then you're asking people to be a road agent. I mean,
I know.
He's got the plan. That's why we hired him. He's our road agent.
Yeah.
He presents the plan of what he wants to do.
Right.
So maybe he just didn't know that was a way to handle it, because I think he tries to get the stuff
through
if he can. So maybe just remind him of that.
Because I think we need to go back to one warrant article a year for road reconstruction.
Yeah.
A couple, 3 years now, we've had two in there.
And we've been lucky. We've been lucky.
It's a lot to
up until this year.
Every year. Right. That's right. But eventually, we're going to have the roads reconstructed. We're going to run out of stuff to reconstruct.
People aren't going to live long enough,
We won't be around.
We won't see it.
We don't care if they go.
Maybe when they carry a casket down.
Dean wants to use a fire truck.
But anyway, so we'll have that discussion with Jeff.
But our budget passed, even though there was quite a bit more than
the
capital budget.
Both of the ADU stuff passed.
What's that?
That's
both
fabulous.
ADUs passed.
That's right.
That's great.
It was a good year.
It was,
Trump got in. They were all excited about it.
Well,
I think
they're
going to have more money,
more money
in their pocket.
Optimistic.
I think so.
I think people need to see more results as far as all that goes before they can think.
Well,
about
it's not going to be easy. I mean,
spending.
It's going to be.
FYI, our federal funds are secured for 25-26 at school.
At school.
Yeah. So we're good for.
I don't think there'll be a big cut in town.
I don't think so either.
I really don't.
But the fear is out there.
Yeah.
So I called today just to figure, where are we at? So.
Perfect. Anybody got anything else?
It'll be fun.
You? No? Linda? Nothing?
Nothing.
Life is good?
Make a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue?
Boy.
Brian?
Pat.
Thank you all.